Ready now? Okay. Start piling those things on your desk into N. Often, there'll be numerous things right at hand that need to go in there. Many people use their whole desktop as N. If you're one of them, you'll have several stacks around you to begin your N collection with. Start at one end of your workspace and move around, dealing with everything on every cubic inch. Typical items will be stacks of mail and memos, phone slips, collected business cards, notes from meetings. Resist the urge to say, as almost everyone does initially, "Well, I know what's in that stack, and that's where I want to leave it." That's exactly what hasn't worked before, and it all needs to go into the N basket. As you go around your desktop, ask yourself if you have any intention of changing any of the tools or equipment there. Is your phone okay? Your computer? The desk itself? If anything needs changing, write a note about it and toss it into N. Continue working your way around your office, collecting everything sitting on the tops of credenzas or counters or cabinets that doesn't belong there permanently. Often there will be stacks of reading material, mail, and miscellaneous folders and support material for actions and projects. Collect it all. Maybe there is reference material that you've already used and just left out. If that's so, and if you can return it to the file cabinet or the bookshelf in just a second, go ahead and do that. Be careful to check with yourself, though, about whether there is some potential action tied to the material before you put it away. If there is, put it into N so you can deal with it later in the process. Now look inside the cabinets. What's in there? Any broken or out-of-date things in there? Often I'll find collectibles and nostalgia that aren't meaningful to my clients any longer. One general manager of an insurance office, for instance, wound up tossing out at least a small dumpster's worth of recognition awards he had accumulated over the years. If some of these areas are out of control and need purging and organizing, write that on a note and toss it into N. Next, anything on bulletin boards that needs action? Anything tacked onto the walls that doesn't belong there? Any attention on your pictures, artwork, plaques, or decorations? How about the open shelves? Any books that need to be read or donated? Any catalogs, manuals, or three-ring binders that are out of date or have some potential action associated with them? Any piles or stacks of things on the floor? Just scoot them over next to your in basket to add to the inventory. Next, is there anything you want to do or change about any of your office equipment or furniture or the physical space itself? Does everything work? Do you have all the lighting you need? If there are actionable items, you know what to do. Make a note and put it in N. Depending on the scope of what you're addressing in this process, you may want to do some version of the same kind of gathering anywhere else you keep stuff. Mental gathering, the mind sweep. Once you feel you've collected all the physical things in your environment that need processing, you'll want to collect anything else that may be residing in your psychic RAM. What has your attention that isn't represented by something already in your in-basket? This is where the stack of plain paper really comes into play. I recommend that you write out each thought, each idea, each project, or thing that has your attention on a separate sheet of paper. You could make one long list on a pad, but given how you will later be processing each item individually, it's actually more effective to put everything on separate sheets. You'll find that things will tend to occur to you in somewhat random fashion. Little things, big things, personal things, professional things, in no particular order. In this instance, go for quantity. It's much better to overdo this process than to risk missing something. You can always toss the junk later. Your first idea may be, save the ozone layer. And then you'll think, I need cat food. Grab them all. If your head is empty of everything, personally and professionally, then your in-basket is probably quite full. In addition to the paper-based and physical items in your in-basket, your inventory of in should include any resident voicemails and all the emails that are currently staged in the in area of your communication software. It should also include any items on your organizer lists for which you have not yet determined next actions. I usually recommend that clients download their voicemails onto paper notes and put those into their in-baskets, along with their whole organizer notebooks, which usually need some significant reassessment. If you've been using something like a Palm for anything other than calendar and telephone address lists, I suggest you print out any task and to-do lists and put them, too, into your in-basket. Emails are best left where they are. When you've done all that, you're ready to take the next step. That brings us to the next section, getting in to empty, which means getting your in-basket to empty.